The state collected $57 million less in tax revenue than expected, and Senator Les Donovan, a Wichita Republican, says that will make it harder to compromise with House Republicans who want to take a more cautious approach to reducing income taxes.
It's going to make our trying to put a package together much more difficult.
The Senate and Governor Sam Brownback want to keep pushing income tax rates down, and they want to pay for the cuts by keeping a sales tax increase on the books that is set to expire. But House members are opposed to making permanent what was supposed to be a temporary increase in the sales tax, and they want to hold off on any more income tax cuts until state revenues are growing. Democratic Senator Tom Holland from Baldwin City doesn't like either version of the tax cut bill, but he says the House bill would do less damage to the state's ability to fund education and other critical programs.
Given the current state where we're at, I think the House position is much more responsible considering the hold the governor dug us with last year's tax cuts.
I'm Jim McLean.